Can you hear me? A little closer?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Okay. I usually talk pretty loud. With hearing aids, I talk softer. The hymns just broke me up, too. I love those hymns. Many of them are very scriptural. But this truth, I cannot walk without the Lord holding my hand. Help me, Lord. Y'all missed, whoever wasn't here last night, y'all missed a revival meeting. That's what I call it. And I'll tell you what, I could have jumped out of my seat last night to see and hear the testimonies, especially bringing up the Lord, how He saves us in different ways. I love to hear testimonies. I am so blessed, and I know the wife is, to be here at this time. So we could hear them. Because I'm so encouraged how God works. He is real. Amen. Each one of us, He touches us in a different way. Same thing about the blood. But in the incidents and how He touches us, it's just, you say, that boy will never be saved. That's what they said about me. Why am I saved? Because I know, because I love the Word of God. I love it. Praise His holy name. Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Isaiah 1:18. Come now, let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are red as crimson, they shall be like wool. If you are willing and obedient, you will eat the best of the land. But if you resist and rebel, you will be devoured by the sword. Let us reason. That's what we should do. Reason God's word. Reason it out and believe it. Let us reason. I'm not here to point fingers and judge anybody. Let us reason. Born a Catholic, went to Catholic school for 8 years. Indoctrinated by their belief, but God. I love the scriptures where it says, but God. He had a plan for me and for each individual on this earth. Praise God. He is in control. Started out, I've been witnessed to by many. And it all started, the main thing, it all started at the beginning with my brother being saved. He wanted to be a monk in the Catholic Church. He wanted to be some kind of a leader in the Catholic Church. But God, again. He went to the higher-ups, bishops or whatever, and he offered to be something in the Catholic Church. He wanted to give himself over into that and go down that path. And he He was refused because he was married. You can't be married. So he was saddened. But God saved his soul. And I can't give his testimony, but I know just parts. We've discussed it, but I can't get into everybody but mine. So anyway, he started witnessing to us. He's in Milwaukee, we're in Pennsylvania. That's where we're from, the family. And he started witnessing to us. Well, we went to the one Catholic church. Most of the Italians go to that one church. Then they have at St. Mary's. Oh, we got to lift up Mary. And then we went to St. Aggie's, Agatha. And my brother Bill followed me. He's the youngest brother. Him and his wife. And we had another Catholic church. That was more Germans. And then you have another Catholic church in Bridget's and a lot of French and other groups. But they're split. And my brother Bill, I noticed he wouldn't kneel when we kneeled at the church. He just sat there. He wouldn't stand up when we stood up. I said, how come you don't do this? I don't believe this. I said, what? You don't believe it? Why do you come to church here then? You don't belong here. Here, he got saved. But he stayed in the Catholic Church. He worked at the Red Barn. And he got saved there somehow. Oh, our neighbor was a preacher. And he led him to the Lord. And he come back home. He's real young. I don't know, 12, 13. He started real early there. He ended up being a manager later on. And he come home. I believe it's the Gospel of John. And he has some other stuff. So my mom and I threw it all in the garbage. So Bill was silent, Brother Bill. So there's two. I have another brother. I know the Lord's doing something, and that's another whole story. So there's four boys. I'm the oldest. So how did I get saved? Well, all this is going on. I see Bill one thing, and my brother, he gave me a Catholic Bible. He gave it to us to read. I started in the Old Testament, it got bogged down in it, and we put it away. Her and I used to sit on the front porch many times and read it. We got all the sinful ways of the Jews and all the things that God did. I was so afraid I could shake how he punished them people, the bullheads. I'm a bullhead. So, one day we were gone. Our daughter Martina was home. Knock on the door. Two Southern Baptists came and witnessed to her. Believe gave her a New Testament, a New King James. And she told us I was furious. I was angry. I was terrible. So about a week later, I think they stopped back again. Daughter Gina answered the door. And they gave her, because they told her, well, you pray, you remember? And we give you a Bible, a New Testament. But this is literature all about salvation. And she took it. Well, that's why I don't have much hair. I think I pulled my hair out. I was so angry. In the garbage it went. But we didn't throw that Bible away. Praise the Lord for that. The wife started reading the Bible, that New Testament. And my brother came from Milwaukee about that time and visited. And he said, "Steve, you're going to lose your family. I can cause trouble right now and talk to your daughters." And he says, "I'll bust the family up, but I'm not going to. You better do something about this." And I'm cutting a lot of things out, but main thing, I know that one day I went into my den and I cried out to the Lord. Now, there's been many witnessing to me at work and other places. Friends that I liked him, but he kept telling me. He went to a Baptist church and he kept telling me. And all the guys at work that were Christians, they different denominations would be fighting with each other. And I said, "I'm so glad I don't have to fight anybody. I believe in the Catholic Church and that's it." They don't even know what they're talking about. They argue and fight over it. But I got on my knees and I cried out to the Lord. And I told him, "I'm from Missouri. Show me. You show me which way to go. I don't know who to believe. That Baptist, the guys arguing at work, all the different denominations, my brothers. Who am I going to believe? You show me the way." Well, I didn't see him. I didn't feel electricity going through me. But I got off my knees and went about my business. In the meantime, my wife is reading that New Testament. I come home from work. "What are you doing? Put that Bible away. Get the meal ready. I'm hungry. Where's supper? What's made?" I was as angry and upset. You wouldn't even recognize it. Am I right, honey? Day after day, I come home. "What are you? Are you got supper ready?" Well, I'd never asked that before. Finally, I took it away from her. And I said, "What are you getting all excited about?" But I didn't know that she read the new birth tract my brother gave her, right? And you prayed. She's changing. I see it before my eyes. I said, "What on earth is happening with you? You're different." So I said, "That's it. Martina's Bible that she got, New Testament, took it to work. Opened it up at noontime. Ate my lunch and read that Bible outside so nobody could bother me. And nobody knew what I was doing, I thought. Then word got around. Steve's a holy roller now." "Why?" "He's reading the Bible." "Where is he?" "Oh, he's out in the back of the shops. He's reading the Bible." And then they asked me. I said, "Yeah. What happened to you? You come in here and we tell jokes and all these stories and have a good time." And I don't have time for that. In the beginning was the Word. John 1:1. The Word was with God and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Who in the heck is he? Was with God in the beginning. And through him, this person, all things were made. I thought Genesis says God made. Isn't Jesus God? Huh? And without him, nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it. How about verse 14? And the Word became flesh. Flesh that we could touch and feel and see. The Word of God. Let us reason. I love the Word. I got loving the Word so much I wouldn't give the Bible back to her, that New Testament. My brother ends up sending us 2 full Bibles, 2 different translations, New America Standard and NIV, so you can understand it. Check each one. And check the Catholic Bible, which we did. I'd lay them out and read them. But the Catholic Bible, same thing. It's almost identical to the King James. All I know is things changed. My heart was different. I knew that. Something happened to me. I couldn't understand it. So my brother said, go to the CMA church. He made arrangements, checked the preacher out, and we went there. And lo and behold, we're on our way. I knew where that, what street it was on. But Meadville has 2 Y streets. I went up the wrong Y street, and I were lost. I said, no. And you know, I panicked. Satan don't want you to go to that church. Oh, no, no, no. If you go to that church, you're going to a pagan church. You're going to a church that doesn't teach truth. I didn't know which way to go. My wife knows. We got lost in Meadville. We knew it like the back of our hand. I got all nervous. But we finally made it to the church. We walked in and the people turned around. I think they were expecting us. I don't know. I was shaken, but we went to that church. Heard the preaching, people hugging me. Oh my goodness, what's going on? And just talking to us. So during that time, around August, we both claim we were saved around that time in August. We don't know the exact day, but we know it was August. 35? It'll be 36 years. And there is so much that happened in my life. It's unbelievable. Only God was able to take a bullhead. Only God could have changed my heart and attitude. I'll tell you that right now. I want to share with you, and I've just been reminded again, I had a look at my Catholic catechisms. The 3rd commandment in Exodus 20. It's all about idols. The Catholic Church took the 3rd commandment out and divided the last commandment about coveting goods. Coveting your neighbor's wife, they split it. That's how they get 10 commandments. I don't know if you knew that. But the 3rd commandment about idols, how can you preach or teach that when the whole church is filled with idols? The Catholic Church takes on any kind of doctrine and changes it so that you believe it's the opposite of what it says half the time. Let us reason. They're nothing but filled with rituals, idols, and false teaching. But the Lord knows their heart. I can't judge your hearts, but their teaching is bad. And that's the same with anyone else, all the different denominations. The denominations are getting weaker. Weaker. But the Lord showed me the scriptures, and there's so many I love, but I have to at least hit on a couple for time. Ephesians chapter 2. I wrote it down so I don't goof here. For you were dead in your transgressions and sins in which you used to live when you follow the ways of this world, that's me, and the ruler of the kingdom of the air. We know who that is. The spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient. Lord, help me out of there. I couldn't believe the scriptures. I could understand them. All of us also lived among them at one time, gratifying the craving of our sinful nature. That's me, Lord. And following its desires and thoughts. How do you know? Like the rest, we were by nature objects of wrath. But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, thank you, Lord, made us alive with Christ even when we were dead in our transgressions. I was walking around like a dead man, didn't even know it. He says, it is by grace you have been saved. And God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus, in order that the coming ages he might show the incomparable riches of his grace expressed in his kindness to us in Christ Jesus. For it is by grace you have been saved, through faith, that not of yourselves. It's a gift. How do I receive it, Lord? I'm not worthy. It is a gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. You mean all the things I did to try to be good? You mean all the churches I've gone to? All the old belief I had? I don't have to do the good works to be saved. I don't. Isaiah 1:18. Come now, let us reason together, says the Lord. He is real. I have to remind myself because of that stupid, false teaching. You're following a false leader, the Pope. The Pope, now we hear, doesn't believe in hell anymore. They don't want to believe Scripture anymore at all. That's why we need to be in his word and put it into our hearts. Let us reason. I'm not here to point fingers. I'm only saved, I know, by his grace and mercy, and I know because of his word. I love the word of God. I love it. I cringe. I want everybody to get excited like last night. Get excited in Christ. We're nothing without him. But he saved us to use us so that others can go to heaven. But don't be ashamed of the gospel and tell others there's only one way. Today, there's 100,000 ways. Protestant churches, Christian churches, when you pick up that paper, they're celebrating so many of the Catholic rituals, it blows my mind. Lent, Good Friday, Easter with the bunnies, doing the Stations of the Cross, remembering, I remember what Christ did for us by the Word, not by the statue, and go to each one and pray. They have five on one wall or six, and six over there, and that's what you do during Lent with the purple. Oh, everything's ritualistic. They take in voodoo and change it and say they're really worshiping the same God. Let us reason. I'll tell you, I have so much. I have so much. But I'll have to cut it. He's waiting for those that he calls to finish his coming. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with you, all of God's people. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. We're looking for his return. It may happen in this day, and it may not. God's in control. I'm not here to point fingers and judge anybody. And I'm not pointing any fingers. All I can tell you is when you point, how many's pointing back to me? I have to set the example. I'm accountable. I'm accountable for every word that comes out of my mouth. I love y'all. I pray these are words of encouragement. Love him, but he saved us to use us so that others can go to heaven.